Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made the heavens and the earth, who keep it to root forever, and who never forsakes the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing Psalter number 320, the stanzas 1 through 5. Ye gates of peace and joy untold, ye gates of righteousness unfold. What follows? 320, 1 through 5. Our scripture reading is out of the book of Acts chapter 2 from verse 37 through 47. Acts chapter 2, 37 through 47. First we read the Ten Commandments. And God spake all these words saying, I am the Lord thy God which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, and to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth to thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Acts 2, from verse 37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common. And sold their possessions and goods. And parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Thus far the reading of the scriptures. Let us try to seek the countenance of the Lord in prayer. Lord in the heavens and of the earth, of the whole world, the whole universe, but also knowing each one personal and individual, may we get to know ourselves as thou knowest us. That knowledge of what we are and also what we were in our covenant head Adam, but also what we has to become a member of that church militant, and then to belong to the head of that church, thy beloved Son Jesus Christ, who has his church first out of the Jew and then the Gentile. That's what we are by origin. And once more, the last time, for the Jews again. And then the end will be there. Oh, remember them, Lord, as they, until today, have the door closed for all what belongs to the New Testament that does not exist in their own opinion. That's why we have to pray for their conversion. And when that happens, then they read that New Testament different as we do. Because then they realize that they are involved in it. That's why we lay them before thee. Also on this day. It is their work day. They had the Lord's day yesterday. Also wrong. Wilt thou remember us in this morning hour. Also the listeners, wherever that may be, and whoever that may be. Wilt thou grant thy help. And we have to explain the scriptures in the midst of this flock. Lord, they are still as a congregation, even growing and increasing. It is a number of years ago that we had all things here for the first time. And now they are established. Oh, remember them with the brother minister. Give what is necessary for him too. And for all the brothers in the ministry. And be with the students. As also that very weighty meeting has taken place. And that it was given to admit one. May it also be in thy favor, Lord. Will thou be with us and also with the congregations and with the schools, with the teachers, with the pupils. Remember on earth thy people too. Will thou open this morning the scriptures in explaining, but also may it be applied to our hearts, also for our youth. They live with us in a time that much is available and obtainable, but often dangerous, and that it has in their heart, in their conscience, a warning, don't read this, don't do this, don't look to this, and they have so often no power enough to resist. But wilt thou grant them strength, and they have one thing with them always, to resist, that is their baptized forehead. That is always in contradiction with all the world is trying to sell, to buy, to sell to them, trying to occupy them with things which are worthless and have nothing to enrich us, just to destroy us and to bother us. Oh, then we live in dark times. But then when they are with us and when they listen, oh, that they may understand the doctrine, the true doctrine of death in Adam and life in Christ. And when thou hast made a beginning, will thou give increase? Will thou remember, Lord, thy church? Then we welcome them in the strife, and they will have to learn about that strife time and again, that they need weapons, that they need to be faithful, that they need true prayer. Grant us such a congregation, but also the office bearers are standing on their watch to resist what is wrong and to accept what is good, doctrine-wise and church-wise, that they may also know in whom service they are, that they may know the one who is leading his church. As we have so much, especially in the New Testament, written about thy dear son, and also spoken by himself, where he performed his wonders, where he went from town to town, where he was despised even by his own people. And until today there is no room for all what belongs to the second person, but we have to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that that may change. And Lord, when that will change, then they have one thing that we don't have. They are of the Jewish nation. They are of that tribe of Judah. Oh Lord, look upon them, but also among us as we are here, sitting and standing, and the listeners, wherever that may be, wilt thou penetrate our souls with the true doctrine. May we receive then the opening of the scriptures. And oh, could it be also for our youth, that their heart, as with Lydia, that was when she was listening to thy servant, she gave attention to his preaching. That also our children may give that attention to the preaching of thy word, and what they may hear at school of our teachers. Oh, that they shall understand the value of that true doctrine. We cannot overestimate that value, so important to know who thou art, who we are, and who Jesus Christ thy Son is also today. Take away what is as a hindrance. We command widowers, widows. They are lonely, Lord, that empty, empty place. Remember handicapped ones. Be with our school. Help our teachers. Help the school board. Spare the buses on the dangerous roads. And give the children to obey their teachers, that they may understand the great value of that Christian education. Will thou also be with thy church worldwide, but also among us. They have that strife, Lord, against that triple-headed enemy. But oh, may they receive today in thy house encouragement, the renewal of thy work, the exercises of that true saving faith. Then it is renewed. Then it is again given to them to believe that they belong to that church. And if we don't, we cannot climb in it ourselves, need to be given by thee, but give them also to learn what it means to be unconverted. What that is. What that means, that we are not ready to meet our Maker. And that can happen every minute of the day as it takes place worldwide. And then we can know that millions have no doctrine or the wrong one. Lord, give them among us where we may believe we have that true doctrine. Give of it the explanation and the application. Give us such an hour this morning. Take away what is in the way. Help us in speaking and in listening, that if we may come at the end, that we can all admit it was good to be at that place. And not because of this one or that one, but because the Lord was in our midst. Remember the brothers, elders and deacons with their families too, when they served this people, that they may do it with a willing heart, and that they may experience when they visit, when they instruct, when they read, that they may experience thy nearness, thy guidance, and thy faithfulness, which we also need this morning to say a few words to the congregation. Help us for him who is at the right hand of thee, the Father, and whom thou hearest always. Amen. Let us continue by singing number 143, stanzas 1 through 4. O God, according to thy grace, be merciful to me. In thy abounding love, blot out all my iniquity. And what follows of 143, the numbers 1 through 4, and in the meantime, your offering will be received. Thank you. beloved congregation, when in 1996 we received a calling letter from the congregation of Lethbridge, and on that letter was written by hand that they were busy with a new church in this area. And in the Lord's providence, we had to accept that call. But that was then also to help the beginning here of a new congregation. And where we had the first Sunday morning that the building was done here, was finished, that from original Lethbridge, a great number living in this area had to become the new congregation, then we in this church, we thought that Sunday morning it must be empty in Lethbridge. And they thought it must be empty in the new Nobleford congregation. That was amazing. And at both sides were the benches filled. Maybe not as it is today, but we had not many empty places. And from then on, you know that it went on. You received also the preaching by your ministers. And then there are younger listeners, but there are also many empty places of them who had to exchange time for eternity. And that is now for all of us coming. What is it a blessing and what a good doing God to give in that time a new congregation and also a new minister. As the Lord inclined the heart of the missionary minister, Reverend Basin. And since that time he has taken care from the early beginning also about to give a man of his choosing on the pulpit. But that is the main thing. And boys and girls, that for you too, that preaching out of different mouths and different talents, that was always the preaching of the Bible. There are thousands of texts in the Bible. And when we had in Rotterdam our trial sermons with your teachers, the ministers, and the fellow students, that was in the church, the Bosom Single Church, Centrum of Rotterdam. Then you go to the school, then you had just to pass over a street. You sit all around the table. And then the late Reverend De Geer had to lead it. Then each one has to have his comments about that sermon. Your sermon. And of them too. It was all each one on his turn. And that went in such a way that you thought, I never will become a minister. Because you was cracked from different sides. It became more and more impossible. And that is now the way how the Lord is bringing up the ones who are called to preach. And that is also with the assistance of your audience. Because your congregation is in front of you And they left her home in the morning that they had first asked the Lord's blessing. It is a good custom if we have children to do that with our children. And then in that house of God, oh, you have your business from Monday to Saturday, but this is the place of rest. There you may lay down your business for a moment, and there you may hear what the Spirit to say unto the churches. Oh, dear hearers, we shall never forget that beginning. What was that a unity? And what made the Lord it all very well, also financial? Well, it is still that same God. And we hope also that same doctrine. And I want to ask your attention this morning for Acts chapter 2. And it is about the verses 37 through 47, which we have read. I read 47, Acts 2, praising God, the last verse of Acts 2. Having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Oh, should be saved. That is what we all need. Saved of what? Of our deep fall in our covenant head, Adam. Saved of my wrongdoings, of all what is against the Lord and His word. If you would see it of every week on a list, that's a long list, congregation. But then salvation, we have often listened in Rotterdam to the older people when the war broke out in 1940 and then the liberation in 1945. Young boys that are in the Netherlands, crosses, big fields of crosses, all well maintained by the government, but every cross that is a burial. And there lays a young Canadian or a young U.S. soldier. They're coming over the ocean that was to liberate Europe. But they did not return. Many of them had to leave that in the grave. Oh, in that respect, we don't know the future that's only known by God. But are we prepared to meet Him also on that young age? Now for this morning, I want to ask your attention for that Acts 2, the verses 37 through 47. I only read the last verse 47, praising God, having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily, such as should be saved. The great wonder after Pentecost in the conversion of many is my theme. The great wonder after Pentecost in the conversion of many. In which we hear, and then I have 4 points. So about that conversion, my first point, words of disheartening. That first. Words of disheartening. Because you read in verse 37, they were pricked in their heart when they heard this. How it was, the verses before it, how it was spoken. So words of disheartening. Secondly, words of encouraging. Because we read further in the words, verse 38, Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and also they that gladly received his word were baptized. So encouraging words, but also a remarkable multiplication, because then it says, and that is in that chapter of Acts 2, we read it, but also that there is in the way of increase, then it says, praising God, verse 47, having favor with all the people, and that's the last verse of that chapter, the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. So a remarkable multiplication. And the fourth point, a steadfast continuation. And that is what we read further in the Acts, but that is also in Acts 2. It is a Dutch statement. Beginnen gaat wel, maar volhouden. To begin is maybe possible, but to persevere. And that is important, congregation. Because when there is a beginning, there are right away the attacks. Right away. So a steadfast continuation. Acts 2, verses 37 through 47. Our team, the great wonder after Pentecost in the conversion of many, in which we hear first words of disheartening. Verse 37, they were pricked in their heart. By what are they pricked in their heart? Is that with a knife? No. That's by the words that are spoken. Did that happen in your life already? Pricked in your heart, not in a material way, but in a spiritual way. Pricked in our heart. Now we know that the heart is so unique. That is such a creation of the Lord in the human body. Dear hearers, that heart, physical and material, that is a wonder. But we have also spiritual, our heart. Children, when they say you need a new heart, then you know you have your heart here in your chest. You can feel that when you have here your wrist and you feel the turning, how it goes through your body. But spiritual wise, a new heart pricked in their heart. Now in that speaking, where we say words of disheartening, that is, I would say, to take away what you still have as some hope. It says, pricked in their heart. And the question that they do, men and brethren, what shall we do? Because Peter has spoken so clear. And they, as Jewish people, now they understood that it is for them spiritual-wise that they have not such a nice future. What shall we do? And if you ask that to Peter, that was that disciple who in the Bible, once in a while, or maybe often, that he reprimanded of the Lord. But he was never sent away. It is not as with Judas. No. He is here speaking, congregation. And the question, what shall we do? So, when we say the great wonder after Pentecost in the conversion of many, in which we hear words of disheartening, that's how that 37, verse 37 started. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. Words of disheartening. That you have that sometimes in the church too. that you had maybe the hope for a nice sermon and it was just the other way. That it was accusing you. And that you got to hear your faults, your wrongdoings. When they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. Oh, my hearers, when it says in the scriptures that they have thus far the wrong thoughts about whom they are, about who the Lord is, now they need to be pricked in their heart to get the true doctrine on the right place. And then you will understand my question. Was you already pricked in your heart under the preaching and reading? When you receive every winter and fall or spring, then you get your house visitation. Oh yeah, you know one another. Yeah, it is a year ago. Did something happen? Oh yeah, so much. Every day. Yeah, but you know what we mean. Was there now spiritual wise a sermon or reading something or discussion that you could not leave that behind anymore? That it stayed with you day and night? Words of disheartening, it says, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then congregation, you begin to ask that too, what shall we do? Well, you know your doctrine, you have your church, maybe you have an office bearer. What shall we do? In that question is an impossibility. Something that they are not able to perform. That are four words. What shall we do? And is that now ever? Did that happen ever in your life that you came home with that question? What shall we do? Knowing the doctrine very well. That what shall we do that shows us from their side an impossibility. Oh, you can't be a member for many years. That you have heard so many sermons. But was there ever a sermon that had brought you to that question, specific that question? What shall we do? So words of disheartening by what he has spoken to them and to bring them in the right position and on the right place that they come to that question, what shall we do? And I go to my second point. Then my question about the first point, was that now already in our life reality? That with all what you knew and what you know and what you have available, and it is possible to know the Bible from Genesis to Revelations, but is it already applied? What shall we do? Then your listening in church becomes different. That you want to know more than just the words. That you know, you need to know the contents of the words. And then you see where you were so busy with thousands of subjects. That was all nothing compared to eternity. And compared to meet God. Or if you go to a Gentile. And they are in our own country. Many. Millions. They in fact also, they don't tell you that question. But they are ignorant about what the true doctrine is. And I was here a man of God brought to that people. Because out of them the Lord shall call his church. That is in what Peter answers. Words of disheartening, but then words of encouraging, that is just the opposite. Because he came and to show them whom they really were and what they were missing. It is just as with a body. But that is to heal that body. As spiritual wise too, my hearers. Spiritual wise, the same thing. Now he says, and he is, you know, that Peter was, while the Lord was upon earth, he was, you would say, always number one to ask things or to mention things. And now he is, it is after the ascension of the Lord, he said unto them, and then comes the word repent. Repentance. So repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Encouraging words. My second point is that verse 38, not full of things, congregation. It is about repentance. It is about baptism. It is about the name of Jesus Christ. It is about remission and the gift of the Holy Ghost. In one verse. Repent. That means learn to know what your sins are and against whom you are sinning. Now he tells in that one word, in that word repent, he says you are on the wrong way. You go into the wrong direction. And that is by nature for all of us. And if there is no preaching, then it goes that way till the very end. But when the Lord brings his servants, and he brings the Bible, and the books based upon the Bible, then they get to hear something else. And that is think here about the mission. Because that book of Acts is full of mission. And I have to go to people. We remember years ago when we had the late Reverend Kite in our parsonage a couple times, how he had to begin among them. There was not even a book about the language. It was just sounds out of their mouth. He had to learn to approach to them. To tell them what they were. And on behalf of what God he was coming. Now Peter is doing the same thing. Repent. And be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. But the word repentance. Ach dear hearers, do you know it? Do you know the contents of that word repent? It's maybe the most important word in the Bible. Because repent and you feel what you have done wrong. Yeah. Against a holy, a righteous and a good doing God. Then he brings your sins home. Then it is so late on your plate. So to speak, repentance, oh, that you cannot point with your finger to anybody anymore. It has to go to yourself. A repentance that is a matter between you and God. It's your maker. Do you know your maker? Shall I give the answer for the unconverted one? No, I don't. You don't. And you are 50 years in the church already. I know. But do you not know that conversion is the work of God? Do you want me to convert myself? Do you answer then? Then I would say, well, try. See how that goes. And then you will learn that you cannot. And deeper down, that you will not. So you are sitting here by nature. Manson? So you are sitting here by nature. Maybe they say on Monday, are you there now every Sunday? And that year upon year? Does that give you any gain? Yeah. What shall we answer? Oh, you say, listen, I hear on Sunday the true doctrine. You don't on your soccer field. On your race circuit, you don't. And sometimes, my dear neighbor or colleague, sometimes coming home, before I take a cup of coffee, I go on my knees. And I have on my knees to unburden myself. And to thank that God that he brought such a preaching that I felt that is for me. Faith is by hearing, and hearing is by the word of God. Poor nation, poor province, poor city, where are they today? What a responsibility for a government. They rule the nation. And in the common grace, they still do it. And in general, the way how it has to be outwardly. But there is more necessary. And that is so missed. And was it missed? But that is now our seclusion, our distinguishment as a congregation, because tomorrow morning, if the Lord spare you, so how was it yesterday? Oh yeah, you go to church, yeah. And was there something that you like? Seems to me very, yeah. What is it to sit there just to listen? Yeah, but to listen to what? That is now why I go, that I hear the Bible explained to me. And my colleague sometimes apply to me. That's why I go. And that word repentance. Oh, he came there. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, that were Gentiles. But he says, my sender is sending me to you. And I have to preach you the doctrine of my sender, and he has to open your heart, Lydia, that it comes in you. That's my task. But always through the way of repentance. The great wonder after Pentecost, in the conversion of many, in which we hear words of disheartening. As you see that, the verse 37. But encouraging, because when it says here to be baptized in the way of repentance and then to be baptized and to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ so that you bear his name and that he bears you. Is that already what we have received in our life? And then here is the baptism of adults, of course, as they, when they go to Gentiles, the baptism of babes, but of the adults with the children. In the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. A remission that means that the sins will be taken away. Do you have that in your life, that you learn your own sins? Was that maybe in the week that lays behind us? Have you had a moment that you had to seclude yourself and to confess your sins to the Lord? And the fathers, when they pray at table, office bearers, mothers, in that prayer, then we confess our sins, but that has always to be in the way of repentance. A repentance that is sorrow, and the word sorry, you can take that too, that you see the wrong steps in your life, and the wrong doings, but then to confess it, my hearers, to confess it, that is in that repentance. To confess it to Lord. To confess it one another. And then upon that true repentance, that is a spiritual thing, that is also a religious thing. Then we want to have you involved into our congregation and denomination. Because as long as you are not baptized, you can live with us, but we have not yet your answer. Yes, we talk first about adults. They never start among Gentiles with children. They always start with the adults first. And if that comes out, that there is by the work of the Spirit in that individual something going on, repent. That repent, that shows them what they are and that they are without God. Yeah, they were their whole life without God. But now with that preaching by that minister, now something is going to change. Because by his preaching, I hear what I miss. And I also hear that I cannot miss that, because if I miss it and the end is there, then I will be lost forever. And lost is not that he cannot find you anymore. No, that is lost forever. Where? Youth, in the hell. Don't use that word unnecessary. Don't say hell this and hell that. And if you buy a newspaper and you see the advertisements, most in heaven. Most in heaven. Yeah, who are you to talk about that? Well, to be honest, if the newspaper says that they are in heaven and they are not, then can that be changed? Can that be repaired? No, cannot. Cannot. Well, you are quite strict. Yeah, we have to. We have to. I'm not here on earth to become a rich farmer or engineer. It is outwardly very important. But when I die, my farm is still, there's still others' occupation that still goes away. I take nothing with me. Yeah, what I take with me is my conscience. we have in us an immortal soul that is in the moment of the fructification. Is there a new human being? And now millions of those new human beings, they have an education, but they have no Bible. And they have no church. They have no religion, or the wrong one. And in that true repentance, he speaks to Gentiles. In that true repentance, he says, now, in the true repentance, I may open the way for you to God. That is in the true repentance what happens. Then you learn to know not only that there is a God, but also who that God is. In the name of Jesus Christ, that is also God, is the second person in the Holy Trinity. And that second person has no beginning when we speak about the Trinity. But amazing that Jesus Christ has also an age. How old is he then? Well, it is about more than 2,000 years old. Because he was also, he had, his mother was pregnant of him. It is amazing to you, but he was born as a child. And that it was her seed, the seed of the woman. And in that respect, that Jesus Christ, Son of God, becoming man, he had first to live on earth in the way of preaching and doing his wonders, but the great thing was ahead of him, and that came every day closer by, and that was that they hanged him on a cross. They nailed him on a cross. And that was that he had a hanging on that cross, that he had to give satisfaction to the devil. Never. Never to the devil. He had a father. You mean Joseph? No. No. That was not his natural father. His father is God. God gave his son as a human being. The name of Jesus Christ. Ach, Pixibute, you and your baptism, you and the Jesus Christ of that baptism, reverently speaking, how are you both doing? How long is it ago that he spoke to you through the preaching? You say, Reverend, that still has to happen. Oh, yeah? Do I then have to believe that you are sitting here still without God? I think so. I think so. Can that have any change? Yeah, I know that. But not by experience. The change is regeneration. So you have to go again into your mother? No. No. That's only once. But regeneration is spiritual. Pixibute, do you hear this morning the weight of regeneration? Brothers, you deal with souls on the way to eternity, on the way to meet God. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. That is that he takes that sin, that guilt away by his own crucifixion. And when that is applied to me, and upon that you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, that is the third person. That gift that is after the crucifixion of Christ, not before, after. And that is the third person who stays with his church. And he emphasized that for the promises unto you and to your children. From whom is that promise? Who is promising that? That is God himself in the scriptures. And you have churches, they say, yeah, the promising. I live out of the promise. Oh, how did you got that promise? What was then your situation? Did you got it in the moment when you was lost? That you had no hope anymore? When it was for you done? The one thing was remained, to go to the hell. And where is the Lord converting his people? On the brim of the hell. And that, my hearers, promises unto you and to your children. So, they are converted too. No, they are not. But they hear the doctrine. And they are with their baptized forehead set apart. That also out of them the Lord shall choose his church. Children, do you hear that? So in the common way is the promise to the children who are outwardly under the preaching. But do never forget that promise need to be applied. And I do not go into it, but you have many churches, they lean upon that promise, but they don't make a separation. The promise is here in the common grace to Israel. And then in the preaching of the New Testament to the Gentiles. But do never forget, it need to be applied personal. And to all that are afar off, but then as many as the Lord our God shall call. That is exactly the number whom he has chosen from all eternity, who will become converted. As many as the Lord our God shall call. Reverently speaking, I almost hate to say it, but he shall not call the wrong one. Yeah, but you say, is there not a calling to all of us? It is. It is. In the common grace, you are all called by the same message. And that is now where we have the conflict with churches. They lean so much on that promise. They say it is promised to us. What do you want more? What I want more, that we have the personal application of that promise in your life. Tell me how that went. How did you got that? And then I want to listen to you. Where it became for you a lost case and for God too. For you and for God, for both. Then my case is hopeless. And that is now the people to whom the Lord is looking. That is because he cannot go away of his Godhead. No. But now that is Hugo Binning's talk so nicely. He says the three persons look to one another. And the Father says, one of us three has to become man. And then the second person says, lo, I come to do thy will, O my God. Pekshi Butte, where we may speak to people, we always try to go to that point. Where did they receive the opening for salvation? Then Christ has to come to the foreground. And he comes to the foreground in the sight and the view of the law. Reverently speaking, as if the law says, are you Christ? Art thou Christ? Then I lay the law upon you too. And you have to go under that weight because of all the ones who are chosen. But you cannot accept them, or I first have to see you dying on the cross. That's the payment. And he did. That is promised in the Old Testament, and that is done in the New Testament. Congregation. And if you now hear tomorrow some about Jesus, may I ask you a question? Do I hear you about Christ? Yeah. How did you find him? How did that go? Because we say, according to the Bible, Christ is the second person. Did you pass by the first one? Or did you never met the first one? You never met him? Then you don't have the second one either. It's impossible. Because he says, ye that believe in God, believe also in me. That are not two gods, there's one God, but that are the persons. The promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off. So we mention mission has to be preached. But then, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And we mentioned there is an outwardly calling you here that every Sunday. But it has to become personal, my hearers. Never forget that the conversion is a personal matter. Yeah, but then, now you are excluding me. Yeah, as long as you are unconverted, then the Bible excludes you, but you are under the preaching. And is there not out of his mouth a call? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Is not the second person inviting? How many? Don't forget that. All who are under the truth. Everybody who hears it. That is his work. By his servants, they have to preach that to the whole world. And the application, that's not their work. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. Don't go into that. That is now the sight of God. And don't mix that up with the sight of man. Yeah, but am I allowed to approach them? Yes, 24 hours a day that office is open. And he gives you that whole Bible in your own language. And he brings to you preachers who cannot preach, but who receive it from God. And he gives you office bearers, elders. Ah, the late Reverend Lemain. We have a bunch of letters that he wrote, which are for me as gold. And they were in a train, in a railroad. And there were two people in front of them. And they in their black suit. Oh, you are ministers, eh? And the reverend had no freedom to say, but that elder, he began to answer that statement. And the Lord gave that elder such an opening that they came on the station where they had to stop and to go out. And then that man, he was asking to the Reverend Lemaine, where is he a minister? But he was not a minister. He was an elder. And Reverend Lemaine went, it went so deep for him to bow under it, that he saw that the Lord can also use elders and deacons and members too. Are you afraid in your daily environment? You have to do your work. That's number one. But there is always an opportunity to say a few words about who God is, who you are, and who Christ is. Och, Pixibute. That are three subjects. We can never finish that. There is so much to say about these things. Shall you ask the Lord? Actually, you are my former congregation. When I accepted Lethbridge, on the calling letter was written by hand, we are busy with a new church in Pixibute. And we had here all the things at the beginning, till you got your own minister. Oh, the Lord is faithful. Seek that God, young people, while he is to be found. Shall you not waste your precious time with your electronic devices? Because it doesn't teach you anything. But take care that you know your Bible. And parents, it is not an easy time to bring them up in that aforesaid doctrine, but there is a God who is able to help you and willing to. Oh, yes. And then when the others in front of you with the nice dressing, oh, it's your, yeah, you're married, see? Oh, nice. Is it now finished already? Yeah, thank you for everything. Thank you, Father, Mother, if you still have them. That you can say, reverently speaking, you know it. You know it. That goes back to that moment of their baptism where you have answered yes. Oh, I think you shall feel your shortcomings. And you shall say, oh, oh, minister, it is so far away. I cannot even talk to them anymore about the Bible. Then I say there is a wonder doing God. Warn them, but also lay them before the Lord. Because of the time, man, so we have to sing. 287. 1, 2, and 3. Thy Spirit, O Lord, makes life to abound. The earth is renewed and fruitful the ground. 1, 2, and 3. Of number 287. Thank you. the great wonder after Pentecost in the conversion of many, that was our theme, in which we hear words of disheartening, words of encouraging, a remarkable multiplication, and a steadfast continuation. That continuation that is until today and until here. Because we have no other doctrine than the Lord gave to the apostles. Ach, for them way deeper, way stronger, but we have the same doctrine. The same dear Bible. Oh, then is my question to one of my dear former congregations. The years are climbing, yours and mine. Is there already a little beginning of that triune God in your heart? Has he showed you what the world is and how happy his people is? Is there a jealousy deep down, a desire to belong to them? You have to lay that before the Lord. And where he has made the beginning that's the greatest of all. But it is just as with a babe, if it is healthy, then it will grow. And now one of the texts in the Bible that says that you may grow thereby. But that goes in the way he must increase and I must decrease. And then I have to learn that in me that is in my flesh dwelleth no good. It is a statement of God's servant. Wretched man that I was. No, that's not in the Bible. Wretched man that I am, that is Paul, after his conversion, congregation. But, in the same text, I thank God. That's also true. Is there already a beginning in your life? You say, sometimes I may believe it, but often I can believe it. Don't give it up. Don't give it up. In the French language is a statement, je suis la lumière du monde. I am the light of the world. And that light, that is the scripture, that is his speaking to his church. And he is the light himself, but he went into the darkness for his church. All descended into hell. Oh, dear congregation, not one minister can tell you what that is. What it will be to be lost forever. There are no words to explain that. But now under the preaching of the true doctrine, then the Lord shows you the way of escape. And that is, Christ, he says, I am the way. Not I was, but I am the way. And the truth. And the life. Shall you then knock at that door? And who can tell, myself included, can be so soon eternity, so close by, so close by. Oh, then we urge you, then we want to lay it and to bound it upon you, that as long as we are unconverted, then you are in a dangerous position and situation. But you are under the true doctrine. Oh, be not ashamed to bow your knees. Young people, If you still have a father and mother, obey them. Married ones, love one another. If we have that difficulties in our denomination, say, does that happen in your churches too? We dare not thought about that to strict people. Yeah, but we are also worldly people too. That we may have as congregation a good reputation. And that, as I so often, I told you that day, that was in the States once, that he says, Reverend, we like your girls. And that were the young people of my beloved congregation of Rock Valley. It was for me so good to hear that. And I hope that also for Pixie Butte and Lethbridge and Fort McLeod and Alberta, wherever it is. Widows and widowers, that empty place can only be filled by him. You have to take that cross upon you every day. Oh, may the Lord remember the school, the teachers, the school board. May he give to the brothers, elders, and deacons that further leading about the second person. Then he must increase, as we mentioned that already, and I must decrease. And every day, that is a day closer by. It is Dutch, so I shall not do it. Although I like to do it, hoe dichter ik nader tot het huis van mijn vader, hoe sterker ik hijg naar het eind van de krijg, the closer I approach to the house of my father, the stronger I desire to the end of the battle. Could I place that in all your hearts, in all your lives? That's not possible, but the Lord is able to do that. Children, shall you obey them who are placed above you? Shall you not waste your time in that world of electronica? And people of God, be at your knees for the entire congregation, consistory included. Be a beggar at that throne of grace. And when the strife comes to an end, when the end is there, then he will call you. We shall not forget his church. Come, ye blessed of my Father, and inherit that kingdom that is laid aside for you from the beginning of the world. Amen. Lord, in spite of all our shortcomings, we acknowledge thee for thy goodness and thy help. With the humble request, if thou will work, could it be in every heart, in the families, among the widowers and widows, the handicapped ones, help the brothers, elders, and deacons, that they all may know in whom service they are, that they can speak in the families about two things. The one thing is to be born again, and the other about thy Son, Jesus Christ, that knowledge of him. Be so with us further today. Remember on earth thy people. Thou hast brothers at several places in the world. We command them also unto thee, that small congregations, but where they also have the true doctrine. Remember also this town and this province and this country. Give us also in the way of daily life to be examples for our fellow travelers to eternity. Watch over us, Lord, and help, for Jesus' sake. Amen. our closing psalter is 432, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. God Jehovah reigns, His are all domains. Tremble at His word. And what follows, 432, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3.
Thank you.
receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.